And said, I knowed when I give him that, I'd never see it or hear him. Said, I sure enough have him. It's worth money, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Learned a lesson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I should give rides to strangers on the road, but I don't. Well, I can't.
Well, sir, that is a hard deal. It looks bad to pass a fella up out on the road, but you can't tell what he might want to do. And there's an old boy come in to Bray there last night. Me and Lucas started town to eat supper. We passed him about 200, 300 yards back down the road before we got to Brand Stop, and he come on up and had one of these little duffel bag things, you know, hanging over his shoulder, carrying along. He's tired, I know, and way active. And he come up there, and we're sitting on the porch and there at the store, and he said, be all right to use this water here? And he said, yeah. And he turned the hydrant and picked up the hose and said, I wouldn't drink that. That's all right, but there's good ice water here in the store. But I said, I'll just wash my head and then get me a drink. And he's still standing around there, and I said, doggone it. It's a shame not to haul him in, but I don't know. And so the old boys run the store, Fritz, we all call him, his name Fritz Hill, we all call him Fritz. He come up here and eat supper with us. And Fritz said, I brought him down. He looked like he's about 19, 20, maybe 21, just a small sized fella. He had one of these here kind of army duffel bags, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sure hard to let him walk. If I'd have been driving the car in a place of Luther, I'd have said, well, we'll just take you to town. But you can't tell this. I know fellas that's taken them to town that didn't get there.
Yeah. I can't do it when I'm driving university vehicle, of course. They won't let us pick up people. I pick them up now and then in my own car. But I'm pretty cautious about it. I learned what to do if somebody has an accident on the road, if he runs out of gas or something.
Yeah.
That happened to me. A car full of colored women stopped. I couldn't get my car off the darn highway. Couldn't push it. And they offered to give me a push. I was afraid it would bend their car up, so I thanked them. They went on down the road, and when they saw a highway patrolman, they told him. And he came up. And we got the car off, and he gave me a lift, went down, got some gas. He had a can. It was the slickest thing in the world. But he was equipped for that sort of thing, and he was glad to do it.
Yeah. That's what they're paid to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're paid to do.
I wrote a letter to the Oklahoma City office. I got his name, and I complimented him on the man's actions and on his ability to do these things, and told him I was glad to see this side of the police force, too. I got a nice letter back from him thanking me for my letter. But I found a man who was, he had an old car. It was down blocking the road, almost blocking the road, down, below Clinton. And I drove in and told the police dispatcher about him. I was a little suspicious of him, because he just wasn't in the right place and he just wasn't trying. A man will try, I'll help him. When you cut your hay here in the early days, what'd you do with it? Or how'd you cut it?
Well, the early day we had, of course, we had to cut it to mowing machine. We had to stack it loose, there wasn't no balers.
Mm-hmm.